Yesterday, dear brothers, we commented a little upon the first commandment, to love God. Today, I want to focus on the second commandment, love the neighbor. Why should we love our neighbors? St. John gives us this reason. It is because if you don't love your neighbor whom you see, how can you say you love God whom you don't see? We can be mistaken about what it means to love God, but we are never mistaken what it means to love one another as we love ourselves, because we know very well in each occasion what it means to love, what we would expect the other to do to us, we know. And we Christians, we have an additional reason to love our neighbors, a big fundamental reason. Jesus has made our brothers and sisters his body. So the brothers are the body of Christ. I once preached a retreat, a mission in a poor country, and I saw children going around very, very naked, almost naked, thirsty, and hungry. Looking at these children, I started hearing a kind of voice in me. It was Jesus who said to me, "Look, this is my body, this is my body." I had my breath taken away because I realized that this is true. When we see a poor, it is the body of Christ. Once a person, I heard this little story, which is very instructive. Once a person saw a little girl trembling out of cold and very angry, and he was enraged with God. He was angry with God and said, "God, why don't you do something for this little girl?" And in his heart, he heard the answer of God. "Certainly, I have made already something for this girl. I have made you." Yes, when we are tempted to say to God in front of the misery and the suffering of the world, when we are tempted to say to God, where are you, God? Why don't you do something for these people? We should hear carefully, because God is answering to us. "I have made something for this person. I have made you to help him or her."